Hello, America, and to our friends around the world, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. We'd ask that you'd share our work. We still have a slumbering nation, and to some degree, a large degree, a slumbering planet to wake up and move to action. We need millions of feet on the street. So please do that for us. Also, too, we have a great sponsor. It's called the New Gut Fix. And the new gut fix is fantastic. It's really interesting to me here too, how we're going to proceed with taking care of our diet. RFK Jr.'s come on board, and he had a great stat: 6% of kids in 1968, when his father was killed, had chronic illnesses. Today, it's 60%. And it's because of the foods. And we get into all other kinds of side effects that I find really, really interesting. The new gut fix is something that we all need to pay attention to in light of Robert Kennedy's revelation. And what if you could just restore your gut health in one simple fix? Well, according to a doctor in California, Dr. Stephen Gundry, you know what he's done? He lost 70 pounds and has kept it off for over 20 years. He knows what he's talking about. He's a world-renowned heart surgeon, and he's revealed the cause of weight gain, food cravings, low energy that shows up in increased things like cancer, diabetes, and so forth. Now, let's get rid of all this right now. I'm going to send you to a free video to watch. It's going viral. And it's called the new gutfix.com/Dave. The new gutfix.com/Dave. Very revealing video. You can also, if you're watching on social media, click on the link in the description box. Okay, we have a really interesting situation here, and it's a little more lighthearted than where we've been. And certainly in future segments, we're going to explore the evolving nature of the deep state and how it's trying to steal this election, and how it tried in 2016, fell short. 2020, they got it right. In 2024, they're on steroids. But it's not just it. It is the dictatorship that runs the United States behind the scenes. We'll continue with that. But right now, I want to do something a little more lighthearted, but I think it's important. They've been around for a while, the Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters is actually a term used in World War II to describe what looked like alien spacecraft, new design aircraft, we think piloted by Germans, not by aliens. And they were really fast and made lightning right turn moves. And the B-17 gunners said we had a hard time keeping up with them and shooting down. There were terrible losses of life. So the Foo Fighters became a group, and they produced, really, in my book, only one decent song, and that would be the Hero Song. Well, recently, Donald Trump played part of it, or had his people play part of it at a rally, and they went absolutely apeshit over this. That's the bottom line. They did. And they have said, "We are suing Trump." I guess when you're a group in decline and people have really forgotten who you are, I can kind of guess why they would do that. But I want to point something out here. They went on to say not only are they suing, which I think is immature, childish, and selfish, but they also are turning around and donating the proceeds to Kamala Harris. That's where I have a problem. I don't mind them not liking Trump, but let's be honest. What does Harris represent besides being controlled by the deep state? And we produced two segments already on our show about how that's true, and we'll probably end up having about four or five. Here's what Kamala stands for. So, Foo Fighters, maybe you're just deaf from all the loud music you were exposed to all these years. So put your ear up to the speaker and let me inform you about a couple of things. She's the border czar. She's never been to the border. And do you know what's happened with open border? 300,000 fentanyl deaths. She's an accomplice because she's in charge. Buck stops with her. 352,000 missing migrant children, most of them probably sex trafficked, some dead, some taken for their organs. Are you okay with that, Foo Fighters? You're going to write a song about that and say, sing the praises to Kamala for these things she has not tried to even correct at the border? And there's more. There's human bondage and all the migrants that died trying to cross, and they drown, they die of starvation, disease. And then the 100 to 200,000 terrorists that the Border Patrol say is in this country because of Mayorkas and border czar Kamala Harris. That's who you guys are supporting. Do you understand that? Do you understand you're working with an interest that is anti-American, anti-American citizens, and is resulting in the death, and not to mention all the illegals that have come here that are murdering Americans, raping, pillaging, murdering. You've seen the ads, you know the stories. How could you live in a vacuum and not know this? And you want to support this monster? Well, then tell us why the public should ever attend a concert of yours. Why should the public ever buy anything you ever produce? Short answer, I don't think they should. I'm making up my mind never to pay attention to you when I hear that hero song. Next channel. Sorry. Sorry. And I hope the rest of America does the same thing. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure you're a member of the CommonSenseShow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting, where we pose hard questions. And we give you solutions. And maybe this is why we get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. The CommonSenseShow.tv. Sign up today.